Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, many of you have been absolutely amazing when I talked about how my cat was eaten by a coyote or attacked by a coyote. Many of you reached out, and one of you had asked if the coyote could have been rabid, which is something that we're always on guard with in my neck of the woods for rabies. And we have our animals and our pets vaccinated regularly for that. It was a thought that we had, because for an animal to attack another animal and bite him, sometimes rabies is a play. But I didn't think that was the case with this, because many of my neighbors have seen very skinny coyotes running around, you know, the neighborhood, and not randomly, but hunting for food. They're hungry. So I think they were looking for bats or bunny rabbits. There's bunny rabbits in the neighborhood, and lizards and mice. And my cat, who was a rescue cat that went out, every sundown, to kind of roam around and find some lizards to bring home to mommy, which I didn't ever ask for those. And then she would come and work with me the rest of the evening and sleep in my bed all night for a nocturnal cat to sleep next to me, who knew that she had a regular schedule. She got caught by one of the coyotes and was killed. But rabies is a concern. And in Nevada, a first case of rabies reported in a bat has been reported now. Bats are common throughout Nevada. I see them a lot. Bats are common throughout the country, but bats can carry rabies. And why a bat rabies case is so concerning is because bats fly, and so they could come at you, especially if they're undergoing the neurological issues of having rabies. They could come at you and attack you. With the coyote and the dog, yeah, they could come and attack you, but hopefully you could outrun it or get in your car and be fine. But you could see it coming. With the bat, you might not. And so the Nevada Department of Agriculture has confirmed there was one. The Animal Disease Laboratory in Nevada confirms about 10 to 20 cases of bat rabies every year. Other species of wildlife can carry it as well, dogs, cats, foxes, coyotes. Bats are the most common source of human and domestic animal transmission. So animal owners must be proactive and work with their veterinarians to keep animals up to date with their vaccinations. Now, in Nevada, you have to have current, it's by law, dogs, cats, ferrets, certain livestock, animal owners encouraged to make sure their animals are up to date, and some people who work with animals a lot need to get vaccinated themselves. But what really worries me about rabies is how it can kill, not instantaneously, but something so simple, like you playing with a puppy or playing with something, get scratched, not tell anybody about it because you didn't think it was a big deal. It could get into your system and kill you later. Remember in December, there was a 7-year-old from Texas who didn't, I guess he had an interaction with a bat the previous summer. And he didn't start having signs till 2 months later. His right hand was itching and he had arm pain, so the doctor gave him oral steroids. Now, I would have looked for infection, but it wasn't obvious that he had been bit. We're talking 2 months later, so if he did have a scratch, it would have been healed. His condition worsened. He had worsening itch and delusions. He was sent home, given medicine for pain and muscle spasms. He came back later that day, so now it's a third ER visit with vomiting, fever of 104, hypersalivation, change in mental status, and he needed intubation. Infectious disease experts obtained the history that the boy might have had a contact with a bat and played with it 2 months prior. Now, of course, the parents must have been beside themselves. The child died 22 days after symptom onset. But he didn't enter the hospital till 2 months later. So rabies is a virus. You get it from a bite, a scratch. There was a case where I think there was a little puppy on the road and some girls were playing with the puppy and the puppy was, you know, nibbling and scratching. You know how, like when I do rub tummy, or a tummy tack or tushy attack, and they go, tushy. And then the cat or the dog plays and they scratch and bite. Well, a person was playing with a puppy in a box. Puppy had rabies. Person later died. I mean, I'm very pro-animal. I want to play with animals. I want to give them love. But I don't want to think that any animal I run into can have rabies. So the dogs are the most common animal to transmit the virus to humans, although in Nevada it's been bats. It could hit a bat, a coyote, a raccoon, skunk, jackal, mongoose, foxes. The animal will be agitated, could be foaming at the mouth due to the hypersalivation. The virus affects the central nervous system and goes to the brain. Most cases of rabies are fatal. And the reason why is by the time we figure out somebody has rabies, it's already in the brain. So there's multiple stages. Person gets the virus in the from the infected saliva. It enters the peripheral nervous system, the nerves in our limbs, outside the brain and spinal cord. It'll travel through your muscle. It'll replicate in the muscle because viruses have to replicate. And then it works itself up into the brain. The incubation period is the time from exposure to when symptoms show. With that kid in Texas, it was 2 months. But it could range anywhere from a few days to years. Patient may not even know they're infected. Could even spread it themselves. Then you get this prodrome, muscle soreness, fever, pain at the site of the bite, anxiety, headache, malaise, nausea, vomiting, sore throat, cough even, numbness, tingling, burning. So any of you coughing, sore throat, nausea, you might think it's COVID. You got to check if you were bit by anything. Those symptoms could last about 2 to 10 days. Then you have an acute neurological phase where it starts to give you photophobia, muscle rigidity, twitching, loss of sex drive, agitation. You could then go into a coma and then die. We do have treatments. We do have vaccines. But most importantly is stay away from an animal that could possibly have it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't know about you all, but when I was growing up, my family was poor, and my grandparents didn't have a lot of money. But when they did have a little bit of cash, they would have it in a different, they would have it in different spots, like a U-Ban coffee container. Do we still have U-Ban? That would be, or there would be a manila envelope somewhere, or a white letter envelope, and they would have cash hidden in little areas in the house. Now, me, I never had enough cash, and I still don't, to have it hidden anywhere. But I thought that was really cool, because if anybody broke in and stole, and throughout my childhood, we had burglars looking for stuff. Luckily, we didn't really have much. I don't even think we had Atari. I would have to play Atari at my friend's house. They wouldn't get all the money in one shot. I mean, nowadays, people have a safe, and everything is in the safe, but the safe is heavy, so trying to get the safe, and but in the olden days, you would have cash stuffed in little places. Well, apparently, cash stuffing is something Gen Zs are doing, and it's an interesting technique to save money. They say cash usage is on the rise with 69% of Gen Zs. Gen Zs were the ones born between 1995 and 2010. And they are using the cash for the majority of their purchases now. TikTok Money Trends talks about cash stuffing. And that's where some of these Gen Zs are putting little, I guess, pockets of cash for certain things. They will, if they want to, let's say, save money for a car, it'll be in one envelope. If they are wanting to use that money for a house or for food or for entertainment, they'll put the money in another envelope. So they'll do that. Interestingly, there was a, the Donny Osmond family had in the 1980s a show about the Donny Osmond Side by Side, they called it. That was a good movie. Marie Osmond played her mom, Olive. But they were trying to save money for missions. And they had a special place that was going to be where the cash would be saved that the kids could see for later their missions. And so I think it's a great thing to do if you have kids. And it's a great thing to do just in general, where you don't just have one account and it's blended. Now, if you're an accountant, you're going, well, a dollar is a dollar is a dollar. I get that. But I think there's some sort of energy that changes when you cash stuff or when you earmark certain funds for something else. And I think kids need to see that. So I, with my husband's and our bank account, it just always seems to just go to bills. And so if I want to save for something separate, I actually have to figure out a way to squirrel it. I tell him I'm doing it. I don't want him to think he's not on board. But I'll have, let's say, Treasury Direct. I had invested in bonds. Even when the bond market was horrible to invest in, you get a good pay rate now. And my husband's like, why are you doing that? Just keep it in the bank. And I go, because the money goes away when it's in the bank, somehow. If I have the Treasury Direct, will just automatically take a $20, $50, $100, either a week or every 2 weeks or once a month or every 6 months, however you want. And then you forget about it. All of a sudden you look at it and you're like, wow, I've saved a few thousand dollars. And time again, my husband's like, oh, wow, I didn't know we had that. I didn't know we had that. I go, well, yeah, you did. I told you. And you gave me crap about it, and you said it was a stupid idea because the bonds don't pay enough. We'll make more if we invest, but we're not investing because we don't have enough cash to invest. And so the cash stuffing method is where you pull a set dollar amount of each paycheck and you put it towards something. And it could either be to pay off a credit card or for gas expenses or for... And you can have this cash in multiple... Now, you have to be careful. For me, it probably still wouldn't work because if I have to, let's say, go somewhere and I need to grab a 20 and I don't have any cash and I'm usually in a hurry because I wait till the last minute, I'll find whatever envelope there is and find a 20. I used to stuff 20s in my pants. In my pants pocket, because nobody else is tipping me. But I'd put a $20 in my pants pocket, and the problem with that is I lose the pants or throw them out, or I can't fit into them. I should do that. I should look at all my old high school pants. I didn't really have 20s back then. If I had change, that was, just didn't have that kind of money. So cash stuffing is fascinating. And if you are looking for ways to save money, look at what the young people do. Apparently on Reddit, there's a thread called Frugal Living, Waste Less, Gain More. And they teach people how to save money. So apparently there's an Amazon hack. They go, before you order something online through Amazon, check the warehouse deals. I don't even know where that would be, but I'm going to now look at Amazon and see if there's a button for warehouse deals. It offers discounts on pre-owned or open box products. Now, you don't want to do that with food or anything like that, but some of these things that come back in a dented box are still fine. And so one user said it saved them money. So let's say you needed to buy a lamp. As long as the lamp is fine, but the box had been dented, who cares? They say community college courses or extension colleges, college courses can help. One user said they were able to save $12,000 by taking an electrician's course and sitting for a state certification exam. So then when it came time to replace their surface, their furnace and central AC, they did it themselves. They installed their own heat pumps. They did it themselves. A contractor had quoted $16,000 for similar work. For them to do it themselves with training, $4,000. So if you spend a lot on people fixing your appliances and fixing things, learn it yourself. They say plant a vegetable patch. One Reddit user recommends planting a vegetable garden with high yield produce like green beans, okra, squash, and zucchini. You only have to purchase the seeds once, and then you can harvest from the vegetables. You can make your own baby food. Eat fresh vegetables with your meals, and it's nice. Shop around for meal prepping services. Meal prep services can make cooking simpler. And then there's a lot of coupons. I guess with these, you get all the food and the ingredients. They'll either prep it or easy ways for you to prep it. I don't know much about that because I did that once, and I spent more money than I wanted to. Read the label. Laundry detergent. You don't necessarily have to pour half the bottle in. Some of your laundry detergent is extra strength and or extra concentrated. So you don't necessarily have to use that much. They say keep a bucket of water by the washing machine and throw in food-stained kids' clothes as soon as possible, so it's much easier to remove the stain when you do a laundry load. That's good. A lot of us, I didn't even know the kids' clothes were stained until we did laundry later that week. They say find a community. If you're surrounded by others with the same goals, you could then save money. So if your friends, let's say, are big foodies, and so they like to eat out at the biggest expense, find new friends. But I've said this time and time again. I love potlucks, as long as you aren't getting food poisoning. And I love the idea where when it's game night, we have the Golden Knights. And I live near the Golden Knights, so but they wouldn't be there because they're playing, obviously. But get the neighborhood to have a barbecue, have a cookout. Get the cul-de-sac going. Go to the cul-de-sac. Have that little party going. Everybody brings a dish. You now have entertainment. You have fun. You have everybody meeting each other, and you're not spending a lot of money. Another thing that I've always recommended is if you need cash, get a yard sale together, but do a community yard sale. I know it might not look that pretty, but people love that stuff. And every family has their own table, so you know which money is whose. But you could attract a lot of different people to the yard sale by having it bigger and in a park. Get park permission, make some money. A lot of us have things that we bought that we don't need. I don't never buy a book. I'll just borrow it from the library. I have a library card. And then try No Spend Week, where you challenge yourself to, I'm not going to buy anything on Amazon. I'm not going to buy any makeup. I'm not going to buy any clothes. Online shopping has saved me money, believe it or not, because I don't want to use the word panic buy, but I don't impulse buy things that I think I need that I don't. So online shopping can also help you as well. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says his goal in budget talks with President Biden remains firm.
The Democrats, since they took the majority, has been addicted to spending, and that's going to stop. We're going to spend less than we spent last year.
McCarthy and the president are scheduled to meet one-on-one this afternoon to resume talks on spending and raising the debt ceiling. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has formally announced his intention to seek the Republican presidential nomination. He joins a field that's expected to grow by one more Wednesday when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announces his bid. A judge in Moscow, Idaho, has entered not guilty pleas to all the murder counts against Brian Koberger. He's accused of stabbing 4 University of Idaho students to death last winter. California, Arizona, and Nevada have agreed on a deal to cut about 10% of the amount of water each takes from the Colorado River, which provides water to more than 40 million people. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while most election years and primaries and campaigns and commercials make us all cringe and groan, I think it's overall a good thing. I know we're not an election year yet. It's going to come next year. But candidates throwing their name in the rings, we're finding that it has to happen the year before election year. Because the caucuses and the primaries happen fairly. I mean, we hit the gate running. 2020 is that the we're out the gate running, whatever the term is, 2024. So Senator Tim Scott has now been one of the latest to enter the ring for the GOP, and he is today. He has accused Joe Biden of leading the nation into retreat. He is the only black Republican senator and made the announcement in front of hundreds of supporters in North Charleston, South Carolina. And, he has an amazing career. It's very promising, and I think he has a lot of longevity. Will he win for president? I don't know. But he says, under President Biden, our nation is retreating away from work and dignity. Millions and millions of people have dropped out of the workforce entirely, and the share of working-age men choosing to work is the lowest it's ever been. And sadly, I guess there was a supporter who needed medical help. The it was a packed hall. It was pretty, yeah. And I think the person was fine, but I don't know. I have a lot of details of that. Donald Trump had been, I think, one of the first, or was it Nikki Haley, to put her name in the ring. We are going to have more. I don't have his last name. He also is in the running. And so, you know, with these, we're going to, and I think it is needed. I think one thing we see with the primaries is the other, they learn from each other in terms of what their platform should be. So when we saw in the Democratic primary, I forget which candidate said we should wipe off student debt, college debt. Biden listened, said, well, maybe that would be popular, and then incorporated it. It's been a cluster and a half because you're going to tick off everybody else who just finished paying their payments. Then somebody during the primary promised complete payment of all student loan debt, and Biden could only get it down to $10,000 and is still having trouble writing that off because, again, it's not very popular. It's popular among those that actually have student loans, but not popular among those that forewent college and couldn't afford to go to college and went into a trade. All those individuals, especially underserved communities, who could have known that we would have gotten 10 grand free or 20 grand if we got a Pell Grant, they might have made different career decisions. So it's not a very popular move. And personally, I support it if the colleges pay. If the colleges put into the fund, because they're the ones that got the money, then I'm for it. Should the taxpayer, the person who forewent college, the person who paid off all their student debt, pay for it? No. So if he's going to do it, go to Harvard, go to Yale, go to these private schools, go to the state schools. Whoever took the money should be the ones to put into the fund. Otherwise, the colleges are going to still keep paying more. It's charging more, like Obamacare. So, interesting, Tim Scott has, I guess, written a memoir, America, a Redemption Story. He's 57 years old right now. And he had campaigned in South Carolina years ago, running as a proud 30-year-old virgin, emphasizing his evangelical Christian faith and his devotion to the Ten Commandments. He won a seat in the House, and then by the age of 46, he admitted to not being able to stick to his pledge of abstinence. He said, yeah, not as well as I did then, he had told the National Journal from his office. He said, the Bible's right. You're better off to wait. I just wish we all had more patience. So I believe he's single. Still, I don't think he's married. But that shows a lot of somebody being able to abstain and show faith in God. There's a loyalty there. Whether you believe in the religion or not, there's a loyalty. And it also means that he, let's say from a political standpoint, he's very comfortable going against the grain and not digging into or caving into cravings, caving into lobbyists, to temptation by somebody to have him vote somewhere else, some other way, when he has to stick to his guns. So that's kind of a very, it's interesting how people are talking about that, because it does show a lot about his character. And some individuals might not like it because of his devotion to faith. But on the flip side, to me, I find that very admirable because, you know, if you're going to stick to something, you're going to try to stick to it as long as you can. You're not going to be swayed by a carrot dangled in front of you, such as a lobbyist saying, oh, yeah, let's do this. So he is going to be up against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis when DeSantis decides to declare his run, which we're hearing. In terms of unmarried candidates, they say only two unmarried candidates have ever been elected to the White House. Grover Cleveland was unmarried at the time in 1884, but then he got married while in the White House. James Buchanan took office in 1857 and was not married at the time. So that would be interesting, having somebody single run. And he was on the stage with his mom. I think that's always a good look, moms. You know, people say, your mom, you're like, that is great. If my kid ever runs for president, I want to be on the stage. Oh, this is my baby. I give birth to him. I definitely deserve a place in the White House somehow for that. He also, Tim Scott, also credits a mentor at a Chick-fil-A he worked at with helping him find focus and encouraging him to work hard at school and football. He then went on to win a partial scholarship at a Presbyterian college. But then he got into a car accident, which wrecked his NFL dreams, according to Daily Mail. So after college, he started selling insurance, eventually owning his own franchise, and then started to look at political opportunities. And he was considering being a Democrat, they said. But when he visited the local Democratic Party headquarters, they told him to wait my turn and go to the back of the line. The next day, a local Republican told him a black Republican had never been elected to the county council and to get cracking. So he served on the council for 13 years. But it did struggle. He did. It did take its toll, he said. As a poor kid growing up, the most important thing for me to do was take care of my mom. And until I had that accomplished, starting a new family was just not an option for me. So he, 2013, he became the first black Republican senator since 1979. And, you know, when you look at his story, I think we have fascinating people running. And it'll be a very interesting election. Of course, Donald Trump seems to still be ahead of the polls. I told you, people attracted to Donald Trump, like some of the things he stood for during presidency, think that he'll bring back the wall, bring back the economy. But you have many individuals looking for somebody new. And, you know, could a Senator Scott really change things up? Could a DeSantis, could a Nikki Haley, could Biden do a better job? His next Kennedy, what is it, RFK Kennedy Jr. running? So I think it's going to be probably one of the most dramatic, drama-ridden, chaotic elections. I believe it's, I'm not looking forward to it, but it will be interesting. But just don't, you know, learn about these other candidates, and even if they aren't going to be front runners, whatever, they, you know, and maybe he will. Maybe, you know, he'll surprise everybody and do really well. But I'm hoping that whoever does run and win the primary takes the best ideas of all of them and not just their own philosophy, but takes it on. Because I think the more minds we have at the helm, the better it could be. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's DrDahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. A Catholic Massachusetts prep school has gone into lockdown amid reports of an active shooter. St. John's Preparatory School issued the alert on its website today, saying Danvers Police and Massachusetts State Police were both on scene. Massachusetts Police is inside the school. We are being told no immediate threat, but troopers are still conducting a secondary sweep. Massachusetts State Police tweeted that at 1:49 p.m., several dozen troopers and Danvers police responded to St. John's Prep for a report of a person with a gun at the school. Immediate entry made and no threats identified at this time. Teams doing secondary sweeps. We are aware of no injuries. More to follow. The school is a 6 to 12 grade. It's private, Catholic, all-boys college preparatory school in North Boston. And so the report of the active shooter took place at Benjamin Hall. Faculty and staff are currently sheltering in place. If we get any more updates, we'll let you know. It's, yeah, I'm almost wondering if maybe we just have a unit at every school. I don't know how we're going to have the people, how the numbers. I know a lot of parents are like, we'll do it. Hey, train us. We have our CCW. Let us go to the schools and help man security. But there's so many. In my neck of the woods, you drive one block here, there's a school. Another block there, there's a school. It just, our schools need to be armed and guarded to the gill, and they should be little fortresses. And I fear we're going to have more of these, sadly, these instances and these events of people coming onto campus with a gun. And I just think that our police are having amazing reaction times. I mean, look how fast they got there for this one, but I don't think we have enough cops, and God bless them for all the great work they do. But these schools, they need help. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a tragic case, but I want to talk about something related to this. So apparently a California father saw a bunch of ducks cross the road. His kids were watching, so he was teaching them an amazing lesson in, you know, getting these little babies across the street. Unfortunately, he got killed when a car hit him. An unarmed man parked, somebody parked his car by the side of the road, ushered the mother and the family of the ducklings across the intersection of Park Drive and Stanford Ranch Boulevard in Rockland, California. But he was hit by a 17-year-old female driver and killed while his children were watching in the car. Police said the teen remained at the scene, is cooperating fully, but the child of another driver was videotaping, and it didn't look like a main highway. It looked like a street, but you see the mama duck, you see the baby ducks, and the baby ducks were taking a while. And I've seen people do this because we have quail. We have baby quail that'll run around, and there's always one. You know, like your kids, there's always one that's going to dink around or, clean their underside or do something. My cats would do that, too. They'll just stop in the middle of the road to, you know, clean their tushy. And I'm like, will you move? Can we get your tushy over to the side of the road? And so he probably saw that this family of ducks were going to be at risk. So he gets out to help them. Unfortunately, somebody hit him who wasn't paying attention and wasn't expecting somebody to be in the middle of the street helping the ducks. It's just tragic. The Wimsatt, let me see if we know who owns the ducks. I don't know if we do. William Wimsatt is the one who caught the video and caught the picture. And he was shooing the ducks. Everybody was clapping because he was really being nice. He helped them get onto the curb. Little baby duckies were having trouble, so he helped them all. But moments later, a car traveling eastbound killed the Good Samaritan. All I remember is the sound and then him flying across the intersection. His shoes and one of his socks were right in front of our car. He was the only person to get out of the car and try to help them, and probably the nicest person in the entire area. It's not fair. That's what the kid said. After the incident, William's mom got out of the car, comforted the man's children who were sitting in the man's parked car. They unfortunately watched the whole thing. And this is very, I had a patient who was talking to his mom on the phone. He was, I think, in his late 20s, and he told his mom, oh, looks like there's an accident up ahead. I'm going to go help him. And now it's his last words to her. He opened his door to go and help, and somebody sideswiped the car, killed him. And, you know, to me, being, you know, a person of faith, when you see these things, you ask yourself, how is somebody in the middle of doing a good deed dying? Right? We do good deeds, and if we do good deeds, God's happy. We will live longer. So when somebody dies doing a good deed, you know, people watching this will say, forget it. I'm not going to get out of my car. Let the ducks die. Someone's in an accident, I'll just pull over, call 911, and that's what authorities say to do. They say don't go out and help. Just call authorities because you will become a victim. Health officials have seen this happen too long. But what ends up happening, and I've done this too, is when I'm in doctor mode, I don't care about what's happening around me. I'm in the zone. And when you see this man helping those ducks, you saw he was in the zone. His mission was to get those ducks across. He heard people clapping behind him. So he probably thought there was a perimeter already, that other cars have stopped and he was in a safe zone. And he stayed in his zone. Meanwhile, anybody else would be, okay, I'm in the middle of the street. I better look all four corners, allow intersections, or try not to be in the street. And so I guess this teenager who wasn't paying attention and was expecting that the street was open hits him. Maybe she was texting, who knows? But it's a shame because I could tell what happened. Where this is something that could have been preventable, but he probably thought there was already a perimeter because he saw other cars stop to watch. And not everybody got the memo. Same thing, the patient that decided to go and help. He probably thought, I'm doing a good deed. I need to help. I'm going to pull over. I'm going to open. Most likely everybody sees what's going on. You can't assume that everybody sees. And I'm telling you right now, with all these drivers smoking pot, and I smell the pot on the highway, the average person is not paying attention. They're not paying attention. And we are assuming they are. And you want to be in the zone to help somebody. I've run out into the middle of the street to help people, and you might think somebody's controlling the perimeter. They're not. You have to not be a victim, and it's frightening to see this. You want people to do good. You want people like this father, who was teaching his kids a lesson of being nice and helping an animal and babies and loving animals. But unfortunately, he taught his kids a lesson that he lost his life. And it kids are probably not going to be the same after that. So there's a lot of things you could do good. And many of these courses, such as CPR, first aid, emergency management, they teach you how to help without being a victim. You see a victim who's electrocuted. They teach you how to use something wood to touch the person. Don't just jump in because you could get electrocuted yourself. You know, watch out for if there's a building in the cracks. Make sure you don't go into a building that's about to, look for areas that are more sturdy. There's unfortunately, so many ways we could become victims ourselves. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses.
Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.